WSB 2754. How you doing? WSBS 311. Good morning there, Mr. 311. Name here is Charlie, down here in Roseville. Getting ready to head in the door to work. Charlie, Tom here at Macomb. Yeah, I'm just heading over to pick up my brother-in-law, take him down to U of M to have a little treatment done. Looks like we have a beautiful morning for a drive for sure. Yeah, it's a wonderful day right now. Too bad you got to ride in all that traffic over there, so drive safely. Yeah, looks like we're going to have a nice day. We'll be doing this every Tuesday for a few weeks here, and last week we got rained on just about the whole way over, but, you know, it's sort of a mindset thing, just get in the groove and cruise along, no rush, it's all good. Yeah, just stay out of the way of the crazies. It's the biggest challenge, I guess.
Man, you're not a kid. I live up in Marysville, right there by Port Huron, and was working nights for the last 7 years, and I came back full shift about 3 months ago. And I'll tell you what, I cannot believe how fast people drive on 94 coming this way every morning. I am not lying 1 ounce when I say I'm being passed at 85 miles an hour.
Yeah, so there's no wonder we see these pile-ups, and then, yeah, 85 miles an hour, and then, you know, 5, 10 feet on the bumper in front of you. Oh, what could go wrong?
When I worked nights and I drove home, I set cruise to 72, 73, that was it. Never had a problem. No traffic, obviously, at 2 in the morning, 2:30. Coming to work wasn't so bad. It was around 75 usually, not too bad. But man, at 5 o'clock in the morning, holy smokes. My next door neighbor, he was a cop up there in St. Clair County, the deputy. And his wife works down at Harper Hospital, I think, one of the hospitals down the city. And she's been saying that it's crazy. She can't believe how fast people drive. And if you set your cruise to 75 in the right lane, you'll get run over by a truck. You're almost compelled to fly, you know. If you're going to drive 94, you're going to be trucking WSB 275.
I gotcha. It's pretty tough. Yeah, sometimes you feel like you need to speed it up just so you don't, you're doing 72, 75, and you're like a hazard on the road. Okay, 754, I'm at my destination. I'm going to get out of here. Enjoy your day. Good chatting with you, and we'll talk again.
Hey, my friend, thanks for answering the call. And, enjoy the ride out to Ann Arbor. Be careful. WSB 275473.
WSBS 311 out.
WIGS 218 standing by. Thank you.
544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring. PRZP 544, mobile to base.
WRTU 224 mobile. Station calling, I didn't copy your gross guarantee, WRTU 224.
Okay, again, this is WSE 593, just wanted to say good morning, how's everybody doing today?
There you go, I'm copying you now. Yeah, you were a little bit scratchy the first time, but there's a band opening, so could be other signals coming in, over top of you. What's your heater are you coming in on?
Alright, Dave, got over.
Yeah, there's just too much noise this morning. WRQ224. Multiple repeaters right now.
WRGX 218, standing by.
WRGX 218, good morning. Are you getting a lot of band condition openings right now?
Yes, sir, Bob. I just heard Moline, Michigan, key up their repeater over there on 600, and I'm monitoring that frequency, over.
Yeah, I heard Jack over there. There must be something going on good over there. but I'm on the Flint site right now, and I'm keying up multiple repeaters on this one.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, me and Jack were talking on 600 a little while ago. We were hitting the Mayville. Mayville was coming in and up there, the Michigami Mayville, but they got that standalone now. They don't have it hooked in. But I just heard Mayville come in too, so I'm getting it from somewhere. Maybe Ottawa Lake down there, but I don't know. They're all connected.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, the Michigan in Mayville, they disconnected it from the network. I don't know if it went back up or not. There was some kind of problem going on with too much traffic on the system.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm getting it all morning. Their station identification, and every half hour they give the time and weather. They're part of the national weather thing too going on up there, I guess. Over.
Oh, okay. They're starting up like a spotter network. Yeah, I was able to key up just to play around. I was keying up Saginaw from Hawkeye on my way up to Flint this morning.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, very soupy out there this morning. See how long it lasts. It might fade out the day goes on. We'll see. Over.
Yeah, probably about any time now it's going to start clearing up. But, yeah, it's interesting when it happens. All right, I'm just about to work. Catch you later on WRQ224.
Copy that, 224. I'll talk at you later. WRZX 218, standing by.
Whoever's keying the repeater, it's super annoying. Please stop. Thank you.
Morning, how's everybody doing? This is WSDT 593.
Can't complain this morning, another beautiful day, WIWI 357.
Hey, that again. Traffic is pretty bad out here. I work out in Auburn Hills, and it's a little crazy this morning.
Oh yeah, what roads are backed up?
I live up in Oxford, but I take 24.
Gotcha. Thankfully, that's know where I have to drive today. My trips are just on a few miles, so I gave up the long commute years ago, and man, it sure is nice to not have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's true. It's not too bad. It's just all the construction right now, you know, and all that other stuff, but it's not horrible, 500.
Yeah, and it seems like it springs up out of nowhere. I got to work yesterday, and then, you know, road's fine, and then I go to leave for lunch, and I want to take a left out of where I work, and I couldn't. They had set up all the cones, and it was turned into one way within those couple hours.
Yeah, I feel like it's always something. Anywhere you go in Michigan, it's always something. Plus, you know, people are driving like 2 in the morning. So I don't know. It's always just something.
Yeah, I feel like they'll finish one major road by me, and you'd be all happy to be using it, and there's another one that'll get closed up for construction. And so you're like, well, at least when that one's done, they'll both be done. But then they start on the other one again, first one. You know, maybe it's just me showing my age, but it feels like this one road I drive in particular has been at least 4 different times been majorly redone in, like, the last 15 years.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I'm from Lake Orion, but I live up in Oxford, and it's... they're doing so much construction just around the area, it's ridiculous. But whereabouts are you located, 593?
I live in Clint Township, just outside of Mount Clemens.
Oh yeah, you're right by the repeater. Yeah, I know Hall Road, man. I know that's pretty bad out there.
Yeah, I have to use Hall a lot, and, you know, it's not too bad now, you know, there is a lot of traffic on it, but it moves. But, man, when they moved to that whole project of redoing sections of it, like completely, you know, digging up the entire roadbed and changing the drainage and all that, that was an absolute nightmare.
Imagine. I don't know how people do it, man, because I know it's pretty, you can get pretty backed up, you know, going out towards Clinton Township on Hall Road, and you're like, that's just crazy to me, man. But, hey, you must have some good patience.
Yeah, it takes some patience, but also, you know, when you're on a daily, you know, and you sort of learn the rhythms of when it's the worst and which ways to avoid, and you sort of figure it out, and you know which side streets are the best and all that, and you get used to it.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of how it is up here too, you know. Go with the flow and learn how it all works and all that, and just try to make you. That's all you really can do.
Yeah, it's amazing what you'll get used to. And I ran across a former coworker that he had been retired like 10 plus years, living way up in northern Michigan, and he had come back for some event, first time in a while. And he was just flabbergasted at the traffic. He said, I don't know how I ever was used to this. Like, I want to get out of here so quick. This is a nightmare.
Can't can't blame them. I mean, you know, it's not as, I feel like it's not as common up there, you know. I mean, obviously they do road construction, but it's not like they backed up, you know, lots of people and stuff. But, I mean, down here, it's really a little crazy.
So I'm curious what repeater you're using right now.
Sorry, say again.
What repeater are you on?
I'm on the Macomb or Mount Clemens repeater. That's the only one I can really connect to, being out near Oxford and Auburn Hills.
Gotcha. I figured you're away from one, but you're actually doing pretty good on that one for the distance.
Yeah, I'm using a, I just started doing this radio stuff like about a week ago, and I just have a little 5-watt HT with a Nagoya antenna, so that's really it.
Yeah, well, that antenna's making all the difference. Without that, I wouldn't even be able to read you, or you wouldn't be able to break squelch in a repeater.
Yeah, roger that. It was definitely a game. My, my famous friend, he's on here, too, and he got me into it. And, it took me to get into this, and I finally got it. It really does make a pretty big difference. Where I live at, I'm right on the inner circle, like, of the edge of the repeater for Mount Clemens. So I'm, like, just on the outskirts, kind of, and it picks up pretty good.
WROD 332.
Yeah, go ahead, 332.
Well, you guys know you guys are sounding good down here in Toledo, Ohio. You both are sounding really good.
Hey, that's a good copy, 332, WSCT 593.
Yep, you guys are crystal clear in Toledo here, so just give you a heads up. Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah, you too, and yeah, you're sounding great too, especially for being in Toledo. I'm guessing you're on Detroit, and we've got a lot of Toledo guys. I hear, especially in the evening.
We had this channel here is pretty popular in Toledo. There's a repeater's same code and everything, so you never know what you're gonna get over here.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Well, go ahead and get back to your guys' conversation. I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to tell you guys are sounding good, that's all.
Yeah, roger that, 332. What, how many watts are you using on that radio? Over.
Yeah, this one here is 40 watts. Yep, 40 watts.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm up here in Auburn Hills, Michigan right now, so I'm picking you up off the Mount Clemens repeater. Over.
Yeah, I talked to a few fellas up there. What's that frequency? 6250? I talked to a few fellas up there at that.
Oh, gentlemen, I'm pulling up to the job, so I'll catch you later. It's WRWR357.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool, though. You know, I'm using a little 5-watt HT. I was just telling the other guy about it. And, pretty cool, man. You know, But I'm about to go into work, so you guys have a good day. This is WSDT 593.
City ROD 332, standing by. Have a good one.
Station 332. This is WIUT, please. And I'm just going to help.
Well, I haven't talked to you in quite a while. How you doing?
You're back.
Is it breaking up on my end today? Normally I talked to you on what is that, 6250 I think it is? What I normally talk to you on?
Still there?
Yeah, Peter, you were breaking up. I couldn't hardly hear you at all.
How about now? Is now any better?
Oh yeah, a lot better, a lot better.
I was wondering about you. It's sunshine here. How about you?
It looks like it's about ready to rain over here, but it's not raining yet.
Yeah, they say about 3-4 o'clock it's gonna rain here. That's what they say, same as yesterday. It rained so hard yesterday, it was unbelievable. For like 20 minutes. Roger.
Yeah, we got no rain here at all yesterday. At least not Toledo, no rain in Toledo.
So I am in Rochester Hills. Roger.
Right, right. Yeah, I talked to you a few times on the other channel, a few times.
What?
Yeah, the sun is trying to come out, but got a lot of clouds here.
Sunshine already out here, you know, and we have a few from Mayville repeaters out that way. It was on here all the way here on that 600. Roger.
Roger on that.
Must be the weather is good for all these conditions out here. Roger.
Well, I can normally hit up in Michigan pretty easily, pretty much every day. I never usually have a problem.
I haven't heard you at all.
I used to talk to you all the time.
Remember, I haven't talked to you in a long time, but I remember I have your call sign here. Roger.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, I used to talk to you on channel 6250. That's what I used to talk to you on most of the time.
It could be anyhow. Well, good talking to you and good to hear from you. Anytime you want to talk, no problem. And you have a good day. This is WIUG 488. Name is Jack, by the way.
Hey, Roger, thanks, Jack. You have yourself a good day, my friend. Be safe out there. WROD 332, stand by.
World, WRFC.
Yeah, there's somebody out there calling for me, but you're kind of breaking up over here.
Michigan, it's a little bit tight depending on exactly where I'm at. You said you're in Toledo?
Yep, I'm right by Toledo Zoo.
The reason I asked is according to the OMA, you're coming in on Macomb repeater in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, I get that repeater quite often, yeah.
Okay, that's the only reason I asked, because it just seemed kind of strange. So we go to Mount Clemens, it's a bit of a hole.
Yeah, people question it all the time, but yeah, I could hop up there pretty much every day if I wanted to. No problem at all.
Of course, that reminds me, back in 77, as an amateur radio operator, I was talking to some people in Toledo via repeater in Adrian from downtown Detroit. I'm using a 1-watt handheld. A poor guy from Windsor couldn't make it. He was using 10 watts into a gain antenna, about 40 watts effective radiated power, giving him about 160 times the output power I had. I was doing fine, and he couldn't make it. Of course, I was on the 21st floor of a skyscraper.
Yeah, I would say that definitely helped.
Yep, and it definitely proves that height is might. Anyway, I'll say goodbye and let you carry on. I'm doing other stuff. This is WRXG 764.
WROD 332. You have a good one. Stand by.
WSAS 561, Toledo, Ohio, standby.
Hello, station, IR that way. Station out of Ohio. Come on back again. WRUG 80, Lancaster Hills.
WSAX 561, Toledo,
Ohio, sir.
Yeah, he's out of Toledo as well.
You said W something. I got 561. Can you repeat that, please?
That would be WSAX 561, Toledo, Ohio.
Hi, 2561. This is, my name is Jack. I'm from Rochester Hills, Michigan. And this is WRUG 88. Roger.
I got all the Jack. My personal name here is Paul Papa Elba Uniform Lima, Paul in Toledo.
Paul, that's the first time I hear you out that way. How am I sounding over your way?
You sound perfect. You sound really good, really strong.
I'm all there on, I don't know if you heard of this radio or not, DB20G. Reality, DV20G, and I'm high power right now. Roger?
Roger on that, Jack. I'm running a little bit of mobile radio in the house, running it as a base station. And I have a three-element Yagi antenna. It's super cheap Yagi. I paid $35 for it.
I have one of those three elements, and I use it, but I don't know. I don't like it because it doesn't go that far. So now, were you at a, you know, one thing, you can use your handheld, and if you have one, and you would be able to talk all the way here. Roger?
Roger
that. I have a couple of handhelds, 10-watt handhelds, but they're only putting out probably 7 or 8 watts. The radio I'm running right now is 15, and my meter says it's running about 12 or 13 watts. I know what you're saying. I had a gentleman from 35 miles away from Cleveland, and he was on the handheld. He was driving in the truck. He might have Magnamog, I don't know. I didn't ask him about that, but he said he's on the handheld, and I was talking to him. Roger?
Roger that,
Jack.
Conditions are good. Like right now, conditions seem to be good for me to get up around Detroit. I'm surprised. I'm really, really happy and surprised that I made it all the way up there.
I have quite people from Ohio. They come in like in the afternoon about, some of them they come about after 10 o'clock. I don't know if you ever heard 847 and 297. They're out of Ohio. They're 35 miles away from Cleveland. I heard them almost every day. Roger?
Roger that, sir. I took the day off today. I wasn't feeling good, so I never get around to the radio at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's either super early at 6 in the morning or at night around 5, 5:30. So I kind of miss all the good stuff, I guess.
You are, yeah, but that's okay. You can come. You can call any time. Well, I'm not working, so I'm retired. I'm 72, so you know how it is when you're retired. You got to do something, so you get on the radio for a little bit. Roger?
Roger that,
Jen.
I'm going to let you go. I got a few things I want to do around here. Dog's pester me right now. You have a good
day, Jack. Thanks for the comeback. Thanks for talking. I think this is great. It's about 53 miles to Detroit from Toledo, from where I'm sitting right now. So this is pretty cool. Thank you, sir. Problem. Check us out on MIA.Systems. Check that out. It's only on one repeater, but they're all connected. MIA.Systems with an S at the end. You'll see how many repeaters. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. We'll talk some other time. WRUG 48.
WSAS 561, standing by.
Station 218, you out there, Randall?
You'll be out
of the 218.
Yeah, go ahead.
Those two stations out of Ohio?
Copy that. Yeah, right out of Toledo, making it right into Detroit.
And one of them I had a long time ago, 332, but the 561, that's the first time I heard from him. Roger.
Copy that. 561 sounds familiar. I think I've heard him up on there before. But I think 332 was hitting your Macomb repeater, wasn't he? Over.
He was heading against Detroit, Peter.
Roger that. You're on the Detroit right now too, aren't you?
How am I sounding? I got 8 bars. That's all I have. I don't know why, but it's 8 bars.
Yeah, you're on Detroit repeater. I can tell by the tone. Over.
And look how far is Detroit from me. That's far.
Yeah, that's about twice as far as, almost twice as far as Mount Clemens.
I haven't heard anything out of Dan yet, 847. I don't know, he probably has work or something like that, anyhow. Roger.
Copy. He's usually later in the day, or in the evening, is when I've talked to him. It's always been in the evening hours.
Yeah, okay. All right, Randall. You take care. I gotta have some more coffee. You know how it is. You know, they'll get dressed up and go outside a little bit. I will talk to you a little bit later, anyhow. We might try that 600 again. All right, talk to you a little bit. WRUG, 28.
Roger that. Yeah, Bandon's holding up pretty good here this morning. It's only 8:20 though. Okay, I'll catch you later. WRZX21A, we're clear.
RPV 448 radio check.
Actually just leaving the 1020. I'm headed up that way. Well, Farmington Hills anyway. Yep, that's the same exact thing that I do with flow. Except you don't need any special cabling, you can just make your own. And you can make an interface to literally any radio you want, even a CB radio, or a KISS FRS radio, you know what I mean? You can make any radio work that way as a simplex node. Roger that. Yeah, I think it's conditions or something, or maybe flinches in there in the background, but I am kind of losing the reflector.
WRSP-401, downtown Detroit. Can I get a radio check?
Watching the clock.
Your location.
I'm in Harrison Township, Michigan.
Solid copy on the Harrison Township. I appreciate that. Have yourself a great day.
Have yourself a wonderful day as well.
I guess not.
WRWS 538 standing by.
WSBQ 996 monitoring.
This is WSAL962 testing out my Baofeng 5G. Just seeing if I'm hitting a repeater in Detroit here.
Yeah, 962 caller, you're getting out just fine.
Thank you for that. Just wanted to see. I had the GTX 1000s and they didn't have a repeater, so these are my new radios.
Now, roger that. I'm used via the Mount Clemens Street.
Yeah, I'm actually in Dearborn hitting the Detroit repeater. I think I'm probably 10 or 15 miles away.
In the trip, WSAR 851.
WRXP 401. WRXP 401, gonna get a radio check on this unit.
Sounding good, 401.
Roger that. What's your location, sir? Trying to test this distance.
I'm located up in Flint, Tennessee County.
Solid copy on the Flint, Tennessee County. Have yourself a great day, sir.
You too, WSAF 413. having fun yet?
WRHB 401, gonna get a radio check, calling from downtown Detroit.
Hear you loud and clear, radio check, WRVR 403.
Copy that, 403. Are you my Flint friend?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, are you calling from Flint area for Jenison County? What's your location?
I am in downtown New Baltimore, coming in the Mott Clemens repeater.
Roger that, on the Mott Clemens repeater. I appreciate it. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You do as well. WRVR 403, clear.
WSD78, good to see us, nice night.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688.
WSDE 688.
Hey, hey John, how are you feeling?
Much better. Thanks for everything that you did yesterday.
No problem, man. I'm glad that I could have been, I could be of assistance. I saw that you added the file, your perspective, the radio's the Lyndon's perspective of 103.9, the Fox, my interview. And I took it out because it was quiet, and I played with the volume adjustment settings. So, and I added the edited file back into Dropbox.
Well, it wasn't funny to me. You might have needed to turn up whatever you were turning up, but that was actually recorded directly from the radio on the rail train.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was probably. I think what happened is I'm not sure if your braille sense was low, because I've had everything turned up in Windows Media Player and all such players, and I had everything turned up. It wasn't doing much for me, and so I went into Audacity, went into tweak the volume settings by going into to loudness and normalization, changing it to by default normalized to this thing called RMS, and it did the trick. So yeah, it should be good now.
Okay. Okay, so you picked up the volume?
Yeah, I somehow tweaked the volume setting. I somehow tweaked the volume or some type of gain or some type of amplify or I don't know what I did, but it turned out really great.
Well, that's good. Good. Yeah, you did good. Or well, I mean, but yeah, I'm actually talking to you in the Nagoya 701 antenna, 701G antenna.
Yeah, same here. I'm talking on the same antenna. So, yeah, you sound loud and clear. Yeah, and I also recorded it through my perspective, too. There was like a, it was fun talking to Johnny, but yeah.
Oh, good. So, actually, this was the Nagoya 701G or 701G. The other one is the 771G. This one is like a. This one is a short Nagoya antenna.
I gotcha. Yeah, I'm using the much longer antenna. I wasn't sure if the Nagoya had a much shorter antenna, but yeah.
Yeah. But hey, man, Nagoya in general is a really awesome company too.
Yeah, so yeah, not much is happening, probably around, somewhere between around 3:45 and 4:15, I'll be going to the MTA Transfer Center for that, on Harrison for that meeting.
Well, hey, I wish you guys luck, won't be able to do that one, unfortunately, but, yeah, I think my cat's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, Whiskers is cute, yeah.
Oh, there we go. I won't be able to attend, unfortunately, but then I told Sheila that yesterday. However, the news thing is on Friday. That'll be cool. I'll be there. I'll be discussing like what I want to say and things like that.
Yeah, you'll do good, and if something happens, there's somebody in there. I think either Leo or Tierra will fill you in if something at all goes off the rails. So you're well, good. Leo's the man. So yeah, he's got your back.
Sorry for saying this, but I didn't really think he was the man when he just kind of downplayed what was happening. I was talking to DeMonte about that.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but yeah. WSDS 979 clear. To WSDE, go ahead.
Oh, hey there. Yeah, like I said, I'm back.
Of course you are.
What are you planning on doing? I'm going to go to Meijer sometime today. I had to look for Starbucks Oreos. Gosh, I can't find those things. Anybody out here know where they are? Because not able to find those things anymore.
I don't know, they've all been disappeared. Oops. As I was saying, but I'm planning to. Sorry about that. I'm planning to go to the bus transfer station probably around 3:45 to 4:15. That's my ride time window. But I'm going to the fares equity meeting or whatever that MTA has set up for everyone to attend. So Sheila and I. A few of us are going to go down there, so yeah.
That's good. I accidentally let up on the whole button a lot by accident, but anyway, oh yeah, I just said that. But, that sounds good. I wish there was a way that we go, that Zoom, we could have like a Zoom meeting, because I really want to voice my thoughts too.
Well, I think there's going to be a meeting tomorrow around 10 to 12. That's what the flyer says. There's going to be a second meeting around tomorrow from 10 to 12.
The problem with that is that there will only be one blind person talking in if I did do that, which I don't think I'm going to. But whereas, like Sheila was saying, the good thing about the us being there at the same time is that we're all, it's more of a, makes more of a difference if we're all there.
Yeah, very true. Then, probably that Zoom thing would be handy. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not that quite sure.
Yeah, well, anyhow. Do you think they'll still play our WPA? Is that what it is? The announcement thing every hour.
What, the PSA over on 103.9, the Fox?
Yeah, that thing.
I would have to imagine so. I haven't listened to it afterwards, after my interview. But I would imagine they would probably play the PSA. They would play the commercial. But yeah.
Right. Yeah. WPA has to do with wireless. Oops.
You get stuff mixed up. Anyway. But yeah.
So what did you ask if you left me?
Okay, what now? I didn't catch that. What?
What did you do after you left me last night?
Well, I went straight home on the ride. I canceled your end of the ride on your behalf. I told the driver that due to unforeseen circumstances, issues that you had to cancel, and then the driver notified dispatch of your absence, and yeah, drove home and I didn't do too much except chill and make dinner and whatnot, but yeah.
Well, here's the thing, I don't think I'm going to be doing this for now. I don't think I'm going to be doing this from now on, but I already paid my $4.50. So, yep. I mean, they basically what I'm trying to say is, they came for me, so that's good, I guess. But my thing is that there's $2.25 going out the door.
Yeah, my method of doing it, if I have cash, my method of doing it is paying $2.50. On separate your rights.
Yep. Yeah. Whoops. Oh well.
Oh well. You know, life can go on. You know, you live and learn, and yeah. Yeah.
Live and learn all this stuff.
Who's in the what? This is WSBS 979.
I'm just leaving that for you. Are you able to run now, or is it just that bad?
You're very staticky.
Am I still staticky?
A little bit, but you're fine. Come again, you are nothing but static.
Let's try this again. There we go. I what I'm trying to say is, so I was leaning back, and I was not exactly where I needed to be to create that perfect...
Yeah, I got how that goes, so... Yeah.
Or because like if I leave, and I'll probably just okay. Now I'm obviously back to normal.
Yeah, I see the sound change. Yeah, it's where you're leaning back, you're hissing a lot, and you know if you lean forward and point the antenna up towards the window, yeah, you're not gonna get as much hiss as you were leaning back.
Yep, I'll just have to keep that feedback up normal, or, excuse me, I'll put the feedback up more than it is now. There we go. Okay, that's better.
You were hissing a little bit, what?
Okay. Anyway, so I had some gummy worms the other day, but that was cool.
Yeah, I ate a few gummy worms yesterday, as well as a few warheads. Yeah, I think one was cherry and one was the raspberry one, yeah.
That's cool.
What was that you were hissing?
Oh, someone's eating, but they didn't really talk.
I gotcha.
I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner for lunch.
I think for lunch we're going to have Sloppy Joe's. And then for dinner, once I get back from the transfer station, I'm gonna have a Mexican rice casserole.
That's cool. Was this something that you froze?
Yeah, we froze that. Yeah. So it's already pre-made.
Your mom
must have done a lot of good. Oh yeah. My mom did a lot of cooking and during the past few weeks.
Let's see. That sounds cool. What else did she cook?
Like pork chops, honey pork chops, I don't remember, but yeah, I don't remember what we have. pre-made things. I think we have like sausage and potatoes in there, but yeah. Can't understand you. You're very staticky.
Better?
Yes, better for now.
Oh, don't worry. I just went to the normal hotspot.
Oh, okay.
I like this antenna. It's short and sweet, and you can just get points. So.
No pun intended, but yeah.
Whoa, I'm having a cheese omelet on and toast.
Oh, that sounds good.
Are you looking at all just now? Was I clipping at all when I said that?
No, you weren't clipping. You weren't distorting.
Okay, well that's good. And oh, I think I will have my cheese omelet. Then I will call you back.
Okay, that sounds good. You have yourself a good breakfast, and I'll talk to you then. WSDS 979 clear.
WSDS 6-8 clear. Thanks, Ben. You're back.
Station 218, WIUG, what do you need? Copy.
WRZX 218.
So do me a favor, go on that 600, I want to see if we can reach you.
Copy that. WRZX 218, clear.
Out there.
I didn't hear a thing. Nothing. The bandy's all over with it.
Yeah, I just put up the antenna a little bit higher. I guess it didn't do any good.
Oh, you're barely readable now. I don't know what you did. You're awful staticky there. You better check stuff and something ain't right. Over.
Oh, Randall, I'm on the handheld right now. I'm outside. But I did. I erased it up and everything. It didn't do any good anyhow. So, I'll leave it alone for now.
Copy that. I tried at both antennas too. I tried it with the Yagi and the Harvestoka. I didn't hear no signal. Didn't even see a signal. So it's all done for today.
Thank you. WIUG 38 clear.
Talk to you later. WRGX 218, we're clear, standing by.
Station 218 WINT38, copy.
Go ahead.
How am I sounding right now?
What, Search Hunter?
Say on 625.
Copy.
How many bars do I have out that way?
Every one of them. Every one of them. You're 5-9, loud and clear.
That made a difference anyhow. It was not that big before, but now it made a difference. All right, Randall, thank you. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, but it is clear.
Roger. Yeah, it's just that humming background noise on Detroit. All right, talk to you later. WIZX218, we're clear.
This is WSDK 881 monitoring.
WSBI 783 to base. Copy.
WSBS 979. Steven, this is WSBD68.
This is WSBS 979 to WSDE68. Go ahead.
Hey, how was your lunch? Or breakfast, whichever way.
I had lunch. I had some sloppy joes and some roasted potatoes. It was good.
Good. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the podcast goes. So, okay, Damonte and I are going to do the outline from now on. We're going to kind of host the show. We're also going to have, you know, people like you, or you're going to be part of it. Whoever else wants to be part of it, just Monte and I are going to be the host of the podcast.
Okay, so only you and Damonte are going to be the host. Is that right?
That's what it's sounding like, yeah. Yeah, Damonte and I are going to be going to do the outlines, like we'll host and... and, you know, obviously you'll be there, and we'll kind of talk things with you. We just need to make this podcast look more professional. You know, if it's something like your eyes and stuff, being there late, yeah, we're dealing with that, obviously, but people arriving late is not good, and that's what happened yesterday. And it'll run a lot more smoothly if we have, you know, outlines already prepared. I can try to get to the boss too, obviously. But just having outlines ahead of time and doing things ahead of time so we all know, you know what I'm saying? Even get those outlines early. That'll help. It'll make things run a lot more smooth.
Okay, I get that. So, you mean to tell me we're going to do, like, a redo of the picnic podcast, or are you just going to leave it as is, or is it a from-now-on type of thing? What are we going to do?
So, it's going to be, like, a future thing. I think our next thing is going to be in September, so that's going to skip August for the NFC, just because everything's happening. And we're going to do it in September. Monte and I are going to make the outline, like I said already, then submit this to Shiva, she'll give us okay. And then I can get your Rails slash boss, and send that to you, or whatever you need, whatever your requirements are.
Oh, okay, I think it's absolutely for the best that you and Damonte are one of the hosts and the co-hosts of the podcast. I think that fits very perfectly and stuff. Instead of waiting on Leo, you two can just be like right there, and whenever Jason can start the recording, then boom, you're off. I totally agree with that.
I mean, I don't know what your thoughts. I mean, honestly, it's better. It just shows more commitment. I just didn't feel like there was that much commitment. I guess I'll say that.
Yeah, I totally get that. I totally get what you're saying.
I hope that podcast will be edited. I really do hope that. But if it's not, then it's not.
Well, if you would like to have the podcast edited or have it somewhere that some parts can be chopped off. Maybe talk to Jason about that. You know, maybe get a hold of Jason or somebody. I'm not even sure, but yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. But anyhow, I had some really good strawberries and I had some really good cheese omelet. That cheese omelet was really good too. And salsa, cherry salsa, and oh gosh, what was it? And butterscotch. Butterscotch? I don't think so. Butter toast. There we go. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was savory. What about you?
Yeah, it seems pretty good. Yeah, seems pretty good.
Yeah, no.
When did I have what?
For lunch.
Like I said, I had sloppy joes, roasted potatoes. Yeah, sloppy joes and roasted potatoes, yeah.
Oh, well, I sure pay attention. Wow. Oops.
Yeah, that's okay. That's completely fine.
It was funny, Monty and I were talking, and you called me Sean, and I'm like, oh, I guess I have a twin. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's pretty weird, isn't it?
We joke, or he just spoke, but we both laughed about it.
Okay. Okay.
It'll be interesting, but the Dora is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that meeting's going to be very interesting indeed. I got to see what's going on. I guess we're going to talk about, I think the main thing is their plan, stuff, and their analysis sort of meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sounds good. Get some rest, but I will hop on back on here after that. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You go take some rest and you stay well rested there. And I talk to you later sometime around in the evening. WSDS 979 clear.
Hey, if you need someone to talk to you on the air, feel free to bring your radio.
I'll consider that WSDS 979 clear.
WSDE 68 clear.
WICD 544.
WSAF 413 monitoring.
WRUG 488 and WSAI 847 Adirondack. WSAI 847 Cleveland, I'll be listening.
WRUG 488.
Hey Jack, I thought I'd give you a shout. I could hear you just barely last night. I couldn't get back to you because the repeater was down, but it's full scale today, so I thought I'd give it a shot, and you're sounding great there. Go ahead.
I gave you a shot a couple of days, but then heard nothing. Anyhow, how's it going there?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. I guess what a heat index approaching, it's getting up there. We need some rain. We definitely need some rain, but things are drying out. But I guess we'll get it, I'm sure, too much to our despise here. But anyway, I hope you're doing well there, and you think about taking the test again there eventually, or what there, for the tech license?
Hey, you know that I'm going to take a test on the 6th of next month. Roger. And really, we have sunshine here and a little bit of hot weather, but a little bit windy. That's about it. Otherwise, you sounded really good, and I'm glad you called. Roger.
Oh, for sure, Jack. Yeah, well, that's great. I hope everyone works out for you there. I'm sure it'll do fine, but that's great. I guess, I don't know if you listen on your scanner or something. There's a new repeater on 2 meters now, 147.360, 147.360, and it's got some coverage over toward you guys. It's in Ontario, but, boy, it's got some nice coverage. Goes all over Ontario there, almost the southern part of Ontario.
I'll check it out. What is it now, like 102 or 100?
Yeah, the PL's 114.8 on 2 meters, on 2 meter side there, if you punch in that receive frequency. But, yeah, 147.360. I know the gentleman up there on in Ontario. I talk to him every once in a while, and he's got... he's got all kind of bands connected up to that same 2 meter repeater, so it's always interesting. You get stations from Europe or South Texas, or somebody comes through there sometimes. It's really interesting to listen to there.
I see what you're saying. Well, this morning I got up at about 6:30, and I was on that 600. I don't know if you remember or not. And it was good. It was a band open up with that one. And I shouted for you, and I couldn't find you. So I was talking to 218 out that way in downtown, by the airport. And I waited and waited. There was nothing from you guys out that way. Then two people came in from Ohio. One of them, 561, station WSAS, then 561, and the other one, but they were sounding good. So I figured you may be busy, or you at work, or something like that. I will talk to you some other time. Roger.
Oh, that's that's good, Jack. Yeah, that's great that somebody heard you there on. Yeah, that's the repeat up by the airport there. Okay. Yeah, I think I did talk to somebody over there a few times. That's a nice setup they got there. Yeah, the conditions today, though, boy, it's just full scale. I thought I'd give it a try here and say hello, but as long as we get this heat domes and all this stuff hanging over us, we get the nice propagation coming across there on the lake there.
I see what you're saying. Well, Dan, I'm going to let you go, and you have a good day, and I talk to you maybe tomorrow at the same time, or maybe usual at 9, about 10 o'clock. I try to. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 88.
Okay, Jack, good to hear you there, and be well, be safe up that way, and go Lions, man. I'm sure you'll have a good season this year, so we'll see. Anyway, we'll talk again, and the conditions hopefully will be holding for a while at least. We'll see. Talk again, WSAI 847. I'll be clear.
WSCS 979.
WRWS 516 mobile monitoring.
I believe you said WRZT 544. That mobile sounds good, sir. What's your location there, over?
I got most of that. You're a little quiet. I just turned the radio up there for the last time. I'm out here 12 mile on Novi Road currently, making it into the Detroit repeater. WRWS 516, Frank on this end.
Good afternoon there, Frank. Bob here in Sheboygan County. Yeah, good sounding radio you got there. I just thought I'd comment and wave a
door. Roger that, Bob. You're sounding good down here in Oakland County. I think I talked to you once before around here.
That very well may be true. Moment there and not access to my office. your driver. Be safe, and always a pleasure there. WRZT 544, and we'll do it again. We're clear of the network and monitoring.
Roger that. I have to run into the UPS store here myself, and then I'm making my way on back down to Monroe County. So we'll be standing by here, but I'll be listening on the drive home. WRWF 516, and we're clear.
WRZP 544, Bob. This is Jeff, WRZG 829. You there?
Good afternoon, 829. Jeff, WRZG 544, Clayton County, Bob. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bob. I was wondering if you're going to be around your radio sometime between 6:30 and 7 p.m. tonight. I got a little demonstration I'm putting on for my CERT team, and they're going to be introduced to linked repeaters, and I was wondering if I could give you a call.
Sir, I do have to assist you in that endeavor, and honored as well there. I'll make sure I'm in the chat, and we'll make sure that I'm available. Anything I can do to help, please let me know.
Well, thank you, sir. I will talk with you a little bit later on this evening. You have yourself a good rest of your afternoon. This is WRVG 829, clear for your final.
WRVG 829, WRVG 544. Thank you, sir. We'll look forward to the next conversation. Chip Wade and Johnny Bob, we are monitoring your first one.
So the RC is just for, hey, where is it? 13 located.
Sterling Heights, Michigan.
Okay, because I joined one back in early 2000 when this whole thing first came about in one of the first classes in Oakland County, and I haven't had one call or activation since, and I've been trying to get a hold of my group that I took the training and everything, and nobody can seem to locate it. So there's a team out in Waterford now, that's where I live, and I'm trying to join, and they're telling me I have to find out how to get a hold of my certification, and I have no idea how to do it. So, I don't know. I have the training and haven't used it for I don't know how many years.
Well, there's no centralized repository for training certificates. That's all done at the team level. So if you can't find the people that gave you the training, unfortunately, you're probably out of luck. You're going to have to go through it again unless you got a copy of it lying around someplace. That's the sad truth of the matter.
Yeah, unfortunately, that got lost somehow, but it was through Oakland County Emergency Management, and I called them, and they said, call Highland Township where you took it. So I called them, and the fire department, they have no idea where it is, and they said, call the county. So I'm back and forth trying to figure it out.
Yeah, copy that. If you weren't so far away, I'd invite you to come join us, but Waterford is quite a hike from Sterling Heights, so... probably wouldn't work out so well. If anybody listening is interested in CERT and is within about 20 minutes of Sterling Heights, let me know. But aside from that, I wish you the best of luck with getting where you want to go with that.
Yeah, I may end up just taking the training again. So... yeah, I don't know what happened to the team. I don't know what happened with any of it, but we spent about 4 Saturdays taking the training, and then that was it. Nothing ever came about, so it was very strange. Sorry, I think I'm for your information. WRVU224.
WRVG829. I'm clear and monitoring.
WSAH 780 Flat Rock. Radio sound enough to snuff this afternoon.
Harwell.
Sounds good. It's down and on. It's the landing. WRWS 516.
I can still get out. Justin, one of your HTs off.
WSDC 647 calling WRVG 829. Over.
Hey there, Dad. How you doing?
Doing just fine. It's a little warm over here. Looks like we're going to get a little weather.
Yeah, we just got that weather. It's down to 66 degrees here. Storm came through, blew pretty hard, got some pretty decent rainfall, but it's pretty much past us now. So I expect that something similar will happen for you over there.
Okay, I'm looking forward to the 66 degrees.
Well, it'll be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be quite as intense where you're at as it was here. We got a pretty strong little cell, and funny thing was the weather radio didn't go off until it was already overhead, so they're a little behind schedule, those guys.
Yeah, I used to have a weather radio. It might still be around here someplace, but there were so many alarms. I just turned it off one day and never listened to it again.
Yeah, it's pretty good now. It doesn't go off unless there's something that's going to happen. I think their standards are a little bit better now than they once were, but I think they're a little bit slow today. I don't understand why they didn't set a warning condition for the county until it was already in the county. So I don't know. Maybe they're asleep over there. I think they're in Waterford Township, if I'm not mistaken. WRVG 829.
The White Lake Township. WRVG 5516.
Go ahead, Deb.
Okay, Jeff, I think I just heard a clap of thunder over here. And I better put out my call sign, WSCC 647. I wonder if Lizzie's listening. Over.
Doesn't sound like she's responding. She says that she's been pretty busy at work lately, so we might not hear from her. Anyway, I'm going to finish the work day up here. I've got some web page stuff that's not doing what it's supposed to be doing, so I'm going to go figure that out. WRVG 829.
Okay, Jeff, have a good afternoon. This is WSDC 647. Over and out.
This is WSDT 814. Just installed a new unit and just seeing if I can hit the repeater.
Doing great, 814. You're beating it up.
Copy. Thank you very much. I appreciate the feedback. WSDT 814. Monitoring.
Hey, how are you guys doing? This is WSDT 513.
Oh, come back with that number. You were a little bacon greasy at the end there.
This is WSDT 593, over.
Ah, got you now, 593. Where you at? What you doing? What you up to?
I'm out in Auburn Hills. Just left work on the way home up to Oxford.
Well, you sound pretty good. A little pop and staticky here and there, but overall, I can hear you. You drive safe now.
Good copy. I'm using a 5 watt HT radio, and I have a Nagoya antenna on it. So it's not too bad for a little radio. Over.
No, not bad at all. I had a H3 with the stock antennas they come with, and I wasn't hitting the repeater 13 miles away, so I upgraded to a 20-watt unit, and now I can hit you, or hit.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I live up in Oxford, and I'm right on the inner edge of the Mount Pundit repeater. I can hit. So, not too bad, you know.
Copy that. You're making it to the repeater, but it's getting a little choppy. I do appreciate you reaching out and responding. This is WSDT 814.
Yep, Roger that. Good talking to you guys. I'll probably be monitoring later, but you guys have a good rest of your day, WDT 593.
This is 593, WREG 48, copy.
That's a good copy. 593.
They might need a Nagoya antenna on that one. Nagoya 771G. You'd be better off. Or, you know what, if you're driving, just pick up that antenna a little bit out from a window. You should be able to sound good. Roger?
Yeah, I'm using a 5-watt HD radio, and I have the Nagoya 771G antenna on the over.
You know, I don't know if you're on 675. If you're on 675, hold your handheld straight up in the air. You'll do a lot better, because that's a repeater out that way. Roger?
Yeah, I'm currently driving right now, so can't really do that too well, but I'm trying to do what I can.
No problem. You're coming here very clear, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills, but when you're driving, that's what happened. It got a little bit, crackling. No big deal. That's understandable. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
Good talking to you, 488. Yeah, I'm also in Rochester Hills right now. Currently on my way home to Oxford. So it was good talking to you. You guys have a good rest of your day. WSDT 593.
My name is Jack, and, you know, if you have a different radio or something like that, no problem. We'll test that radio, me and you or whoever's out that way. Take care. Again, WIUG 488.
Yeah, maybe one day. That would be nice. But you have a good one, Jack. I'm Jordan. It was nice meeting you. WSDT 593, monitor.
Jordan, I talked to you before, anyhow. You take care, buddy. WIUG 48, clear.
This is 814 to 488,
Jeff. WIUG 488, WRZT 544, over.
Well, we got two stations out there. I think 829. Roger.
No, 829 is just monitoring of the RBG 829.
Just want to say, how you doing, Jeff? How's everything?
For Jack?
Jack, you got somebody calling you. Go again for Jack, caller.
WSDT 814 for 844 Jack.
Go ahead, 814. How you doing today?
Jack, I'm doing great. I bought a handheld a while ago, figuring out how to make sense of it all, and I've heard you reach out and chit-chat with folks through the airwaves, and I just wanted to introduce myself and hopefully get in your logbook.
Is that call sign again?
WSDT 814.
Okay, anyhow, well, you're sounding good, and when you get the radio, we'll test it, we'll put it on the test. Roger?
Well, I started with a little handheld radio, but I wasn't able to hit the repeater, so I upgraded a little bit so I could make myself known on the airwaves. My name's Aaron, by the way, Jack. Copy?
Yes, Aaron, I believe I talked to you before. Roger?
Perhaps in passing, I have been driving around seeing how far I can go to reach the repeater, but it's been hard to make a clear contact with the handheld.
What kind of handheld do you have?
The TID radio with the multi antenna packet, if you will. I was putting the silly whip on it, the long one, and I still couldn't reach it. Took your advice. I heard you tell people, keep it vertical, stick it out the window a little bit. That's just enough, and, you know, so I had to upgrade.
Yeah, they're good radios, you know, but it really, those repeaters out that way, they all high power repeaters out that way. So you got to have a, you know, better antenna, like I was telling everybody, 771G, and good radio, you know. Roger?
Roger that. I took your advice, made a sale, did some purchasing, and now I'm able to actually talk to you, clearing and clean, I guess. copy?
Hey, yeah, Jack, I took your word for it, too, also, and I got a Nagoya antenna. WSDT.
Yes, thank you. You're cutting off a little bit. Stand by for short. Yeah, you know, you sound like you're sitting by me here, the way you're talking. Anyhow, let's see the other station. Go ahead. I guess he's busy. Yeah, 814, you still out that way?
Yeah, I'm standing by, Jack.
There was another station there, but I guess he's gone to something. Roger?
Yeah, I guess so. So, Jack, what got you into the radios? I was always curious of your origin story, if you don't mind sharing. Roger?
No problem. I was 73. I got into a CB, and I was in the CB then. Then I bought a ham radio, and I was listening, and that's all I can do right now, listen to the ham stations. I have 10 meter, 20 meter, 40 meter, and 80 meter. I would just listen to them. I don't have my license yet, but I'm taking the exam next month.
Roger.
Well, that sounds quite like a good series of stations or meters to be listening in on, and I wish you luck on the test coming up. You must have a heck of an antenna farm somewhere to host all those meters or the bands.
Well, I'm on the vertical, but the vertical's got all these, you know, 10 and 20 and 40 and 80 meter and 160. So that's what I'm using on vertical. And I reach all over, you know, I hear everybody from China, United Kingdom, Middle East, Israel sometimes, not all the time, and those other different countries out there.
That sounds exciting. What a reach. And when you get your test done, you'll be able to communicate and expand farther. That's just so cool. Radios are just so cool.
I've been on the GMRS almost 2 years anyhow in here. And I have a good antenna out there. I don't know if you have a base station or not, but I can tell you what my base station is. My base station is Reality TV 20G, and this radio is only 20 watt radio. And I have a Harvest outside, Harvest PC20, yeah. That means 200 watt output out that way, the antenna. Roger.
Well, that sounds like a respectable setup. I bought the Rectivis RT95, and then it was recommended to buy a Midland, I forget the numbers, but MX, I forget what it is. It's made for GMRS, but I want to study for my license and, you know, slow going on that end, but we'll see how I do and fare with this radio and this unit before I expand further, you know. How hobbies can kind of get obsessive, right? Copy.
I can say that, but if you need a base station, you know, this is what I got, a D20G. And it's only $100 on Amazon.
Yeah, that seems to be the benchmark minimum, at least $100 to get started. It's cheaper to listen in, I've noticed, but to participate, at least where I'm living, it costs a few pennies.
If you got a license, don't be listening. Talk to everybody. Everybody will talk to you, even including me, which is just now. Roger?
Oh, for sure. Yes, I do have a GMRS license. I meant a ham license, you know. You don't want to start talking about permission and privilege. Speaking of license, WSDT 814.
That's a good idea, you know. I do give my, you know, call sign, you know, between, this is the way we do it here on the MIA. That system. First, we call the station we want to call, the letter and the number. Then I call my own station, and it says copy. If he's out there, we'll copy it. But that's the way it goes here in the MIA. And I always talk to everybody, and I always give my call sign, which is that would be a good ID. Roger.
Copy, that makes sense. That's good etiquette, and I will do my best to practice it as I bombard the airwaves. But I do appreciate you, Jack. It's good to hear your voice, and it's nice to have a conversation with you finally. instead of just eavesdropping in. And anyone else that's listening that doesn't transmit, don't be afraid to get that license and start chit-chatting.
WRY421. Aaron, are you still there?
I am still here.
How are you doing, Aaron? This is WRY421. Just wanted to check in with you because I thought I heard you said that you have a SID radio, and I just was wondering which model, because when you said that, it cut out for me.
I had bought the H3 before Prime Day and all that jazz when they hiked up the prices to put them on sale. I bought the TID Radio H3, and it's a treat, but it doesn't have enough transmit power to reach the downtown Detroit repeater, so I can listen, but I can't transmit, so I upgraded.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, I have one of those too. It's pretty good at receiving, but definitely does struggle here for my location. So where are you located?
Oh, about 12 miles of the crow flies from the Detroit repeater. I'm in the Downriver area.
Oh, cool. Well, it's really nice to meet you. Sorry to break your conversation with Jack. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Yeah, I'll let you go. Well, I'll be around. I'm testing some of the equipment myself. So yeah, I have an H3, but I also have the H8. And are you an H3 right now or something else?
The H3 won't make it to the repeater, so I'm on the RT95 Anytone Clone Retivis brand transceiver 21. Seems to have enough ponies in it to push out and hit the repeater from where I'm at.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, I saw those spinning, looking at too many radios. My head's spinning. But anyway, yeah, nice meeting you. WRYB421. Have a good one. Clear.
Listening to that conversation, this is WXDT593. That's what I'm using. I have a TID radio, the TDH3, and I got a Nagoya antenna on it. But I live up in Oxford, and I'm right on the outskirts of the Macomb repeater. So I've been picked up pretty good. I don't know about transmitting, but I've been thinking about getting a new radio to upgrade. Over.
Well, allow me to be your reason and excuse to get an upgraded radio or a new one. You can blame me. I have no doubt or regret from upgrading from the handheld to a little mobile unit that I might make a base station car unit. I don't know. I might even get another one. The only complaint is this sucker is getting hot as I transmit on it. Go figure. But yeah, yes, do it. Jump in, both feet.
The only thing is like, I just started doing this 2 weeks ago, so I don't want to, like, drop a bunch of money on it, you know, and then, you know, I guess not use it, so to say. I mean, I use this pretty regularly, though, you know, and that's kind of all I need for now, because I just go between Oxford and Auburn Hills. I work in Auburn Hills, live in Oxford, and, you know, this little 5-watt HT radio is pretty good with the Nagoya antenna 593.
Well, 593, don't let me spend your money if it's not what you need or want, but I used to be like that, too, and be like, I'm not going to drop money in it. I'm not going to waste money, but you know what? I'm getting a heck of an experience out of it. I've already talked to two or three different people in the last 15 minutes. Well worth it. Plus, it opens up new doors and new opportunities. I live but commute from downriver to Auburn, and I can hear things, but I can't reach out and respond, so I felt the need for the upgrade. But everyone's different. This is 814.
Right, that is true. That is true. I'm probably about to lose you guys here, but it was good talking to you, you know. I will be on here monitoring probably for a little bit. This is WSET 593, and of course.
Nice to meet you. My name is Sean, and I'm actually wondering, you said you have a mobile unit right now. Do you place the antenna on your roof, or do you place the antenna in a refrigerator? What are you doing with the antenna?
Well, having a ground plane I have a magnetic-based antenna, and the ground plane using the roof or a cookie sheet has always been helpful to me. I even was screwing around and trying to transmit from the basement even, just to see how powerful and pushy it can be. That did not work, by the way. So I have it somewhat center-mounted on the roof right now as I'm talking. I was going to play around with relocating it around the property to see if it did better or worse, but it's on the roof right now, temporarily.
Okay, nice. I'm actually using a, it's kind of like solely for me, I live on with multiple individuals, I don't know how clean they'd be for an entity placed on the roof. So right now I'm using a Wilson 210G radio with the right now and the Nagoya 701 antenna. I also have a Nagoya 771 antenna. Trying out the new Nagoya 701 antenna. It actually works pretty well.
Yeah, I would say it's working rather well. I can hear you. There's a little popping, it sounds like. It's always hard to tell if that's me or the other person, but you sound good. I bought this little mobile unit and the antenna with some quick connectors for the, the cabling, so I could quickly connect and disconnect it from the vehicle and bring it indoors if I'm not traveling, for a period of time. And that's my intent. If these mobile Midland antenna works out, I might get another one and permanently mount it on the house with a cookie sheet. So you'll know where I live by that sign.
Yeah, definitely. It's really interesting these different antennas because, I wanted something that was shorter because the Nagoya 701, I like clicking the things myself. And Nagoya 771 is so long. Let me just get Nagoya 701 there. That's expensive. I like the length. It's not too long, not too short. It's great.
Break. Go ahead, Break.
Hey guys, just getting in the car on the way home, and I heard your conversation. This has been WROL 464. Radio is one thing, and the wattage, 20 watts is great. This one I got in my car is 50. But the main thing is the antenna, and there's a lot. You can make a lot of antennas on your own, especially a J-pole, so you might want to get YouTube certified on some of those antenna guys. There's tons of hams out there that make 70-centimeter J-poles that can be used on GMRS, because GMRS is 462 and 467, so you can make a pretty short little J-pole fairly cheaply, like 20 bucks or under, and stick that sucker on the corner of your house, and you'll be getting all over the place.
No, I appreciate the suggestion. I actually bought a pre-manufactured J-pole off of Amazon for like 30 bucks. It's the one that comes in orange or black, right? I had that on the TID H3 5-watt handheld radio. Had that up on the roof, and I could listen to everybody. It was great. However, when I tried to transmit, there was not enough wattage, it seemed. I even elevated it, put it up on the roof with a cookie sheet. Still no bueno, so I figured maybe it is the antenna, but also I think it was the transceiver I was using, so I spent those hard-earned pennies and got an upgrade.
Yeah, no, whatever works, but any radio guy will tell you this is one of the first things I learned as I got into the hobby was the antenna is really what matters, especially if you get get into like a Yagi that you can aim towards the repeater, gaining strength. It is definitely a slippery slope. I started off on GMRS, now I'm on General Ham working on my extra, so it's just it's. I guess it could be worse. I could have some other habit, but yeah, the antennas are my thing, and I really enjoy making them. And I mean, you can do a lot with a piece of wire and a little balance. So it's fun to go out there and experiment and have fun with the hobby. So just wanted to jump in and talk about that. So I'll cut out and let you guys get back at it. WROL 464 clear.
No worries, 464. You're doing great. It's great to hear from you. It's great that everyone's having the convo. I'd love to learn more about antenna building. I am enrolled in YouTube University about it. However, I guess the idea was not so much to spend my time building right now, is to make sure that the culture and the people are there. You know, you get on certain stations or frequencies, I would say, and folks aren't really helpful, friendly, or nice, and it's like, why would you want to be a part of that? But I've gotten good reception today. I know, Jack, I lost you. If you're still standing by and listening, I appreciate it. It was nice to meet you. And everyone else, I didn't write down call signs or names, so I apologize. But this is WSDT 814, freeing, and standing by.
Here's a question for everyone, WSDT. Here. So I was wanting or purchased a headset, really cruddy headset it turns out. Whoops, my bad. Anyhow, it's very, very faint. I went on another channel that wasn't on the repeater, and I have a FRS radio. I have a UFRS radio. It's actually, I tested it with GMRS headset, or excuse me, repeater. Radio. Anyhow, it wasn't good. So my question is, what microphones do you guys happen to use? Or if you don't, you can use the internal mic. That's cool. I'm curious to bring external mics, because I find that if I place the handheld on a desk totally straight, also I place my elbows on the desk, and actually a good idea as well, totally straight up here. But I've been wanting a speaker mic or something like that. I'm curious on your guys' recommendation. Oops, sorry about that. I've been wanting a speaker mic. I was just curious on your guys' recommendation.
Sounds like everybody bailed on you. Sorry about that. In terms of microphone on the HT, I mean, you can get them on eBay or Amazon. It depends on your HT and what it takes, but a lot of guys that make man packs or, you know, stuff to, you know, like smoke the HT over their shoulder will get a handheld, kind of like the police have that does both speaker and transmit. So it's all personal preference. I mean, they're not that much money. I think they're like $15-$20, so you could probably find one that'll fit your radio. Sorry, you broke up on that one. Come back. Yeah, I do have one. I've got, like I said, I'm a ham too, so I've got a Kenwood that I use that I did pick up a microphone on. But my other ones, I really don't. I just, it all depends on use case and what your comfort level is. But if you're going to use an HT as your base at home, get a good antenna and maybe spend $15-$20 and get the microphone and call it good. That would be absolutely adequate.
Okay, yeah, I've got a Kenwood K1 connector, I think it is, on my NG. So I think, yeah, there's any tone mic that I was reviewing microphones on YouTube. I was looking at them, and I had said that any tone mic is a pretty good mic.
Yeah, it's whatever floats your boat. It's just, you know, there's a inverse relationship between between your wallet and the amount of equipment you get. So, you know, whatever you feel that you need to get into it and just enjoy it and have fun. And to that earlier point about the aircraft hams out there, there is some, but I think on this this particular group here, it really got me into exploring and getting my additional licenses. So everyone here has been super helpful and top-notch. So, in fact, Jack has even bought me breakfast before, so I owe him one back.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll definitely look at that. But I'll be right back with the SD-8 and the...
Roger, Roger. Good talking to you. ROL 464, clear of the channel.
Good listening to your guys' conversation. Very friendly conversation. This is WSBT 593.
Hey, Aaron, if you're still here, this is, my name is Jordan, by the way, and call sign is WS593. You good to meet you. I just got home from work. I'll be probably talking to you guys later. WSBT593, I'm out.
Nice meeting you, Jordan. Appreciate everyone's feedback and input. What a great conversation. If you get to your destination safe and sound, have a great day. If you're still on the road, thanks for listening. Seems like we got a good group. If anyone knows of any local ham clubs, local is a relative term, please feel free to let me know. I would appreciate it. This is 814.
Good talking to you, 814. Look forward to you guys talking to all of you guys again. This is WSBT 593 up here in Oxford. You guys have a good rest of your day.
You out there? WIUG, breathing. WIUG, breathing. Copy. WIUG, breathing clear.
WIUG, 488, WRTX 930.
Hey, good buddy, how you doing? 930. It's sunshine here, and wind to blowing a little bit after about a half hour, it was soaking wet here.
Well, it's all sunny here. No problem.
I guess no problem for you out there. That's why. That's nice. No problem at all. Then there'll be the time to smoke another cigar.
Yeah, maybe later tonight. Maybe later tonight. I don't know why I sound today. I'm on a handheld in the woods here.
You're sounding good, but your signal keeps going a little bit down and up. Roger.
Yeah, that's what I see on the meter bar too, on the receive end. It's kind of it just goes up and down. There is a thunderstorm to the north here. That's probably what's affecting the Saginaw Station. It's communicating with is to the north.
Anywhere you are, that is a good place. And your signal doesn't go up and down. Wherever you were talking, yeah, stay there. That way your signal don't go down. Roger.
Yeah, I'm not moving around. Just taking a break here from my wood cutting activities.
You're right, you need that wood cutting anyhow for the future. Roger.
That's right. Wood's like ammunition, you can never have enough of it.
Have enough ammunition.
My parents came over and my mom's like, why do you have so much wood? That looks like 5 years worth of wood. I'm like, that's about 2 years of wood. But no, you can never have enough wood. Never.
Yeah, you're right, Ken. You never have enough wood. You're right about that. You don't know when you're going to need them. One day is zero, below zero. And the other day is 10 degrees and all that stuff. I ran in through all that stuff.
Yeah, well, if it's below zero, my house loses on the wood stove, so I generally have to engage the propane furnace anyway, but the wood is the primary source during most of the winter, except for when I'm lazy or when it's super cold or things like that.
That's good, but now it's sunshine and a little wind blowing, that's about it. Which is good, anyhow. How's your wife doing?
She's doing pretty good. She's supposed to apply 10% weight more a day, like on her foot. And she's been doing that, and today she came down the stairs with only one crutch instead of two. So that's, she's doing really good. She's motivated now because I think the first couple of weeks she was enjoying me waiting on her hand and foot, and maybe not enjoying the experience of her foot, but she was enjoying sitting around doing nothing and having me wait on her hand and foot. But now she's like, I'm sick of this. I need to get moving. So she's been doing the 10% a day thing, just like the doctor said. So, she's getting better every day. Hopefully, within another week or so, she'll be off the crutches.
I'm glad to hear that, Ken. Honestly, I'm glad to hear that anyhow. And just for you and her, you know, and you can move around and you do like wood cutting and all that, and she doesn't have to do all that work. Roger.
Oh, she's been going to work during the day. That's why I've been out and about during the day the last couple weeks. Right now, she's a preschool teacher, so the kids are off, so it's just training. So all she's going to do is go in and sit around. So it's a fine experience. But she's gone during the day, so I've been getting out and about doing what I need to do.
Yeah, well, that's good for you guys anyhow. I'm glad to hear that one. Again, I'll say it. Well, Ken, I got to get something to eat because I haven't ate nothing. I was outside all day playing around with that harvest antenna, then I came down. So then I came down and I had to do a little work here. Yeah, I will talk to you a little bit later, and good talking to you. WIAG, Brady.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening. Maybe I'll be on later. WRTX 930.
Yeah, well, you're in the repeater, but you don't sound that good. So maybe move around a little bit and find a hot spot, Roger. It's the same thing. You're not coming that clear. If you're inside the house, maybe you can get out of the house and talk. Are you on a handheld? But it's still a little bit noisy, but it's understandable. Roger, WIUG, 88. That station is still out there, or no? WIUG, 88, clear the frequency.
WSAY 685, Tony, you in range yet?
WRTX 957. WRUG 488. WRTX 957.
WRTX 957. WRUG 488. What's happening?
Just the usual, heading home. Had really bad rain in Warren, all the Van Dyke, Mound, 12 Mile, all the lights are out, so it's a big mess down there. I don't think it came that far north.
That's the first time I heard from you. I didn't have nobody out there, but I was on the radio, but didn't hear that at all. Roger.
Yeah, the airways have been pretty dead lately, everywhere you go.
Tell you one thing, it was so bad yesterday when it rained here. You can see the water right on the street, Roger.
Yep, and several streets in Warren were completely flooded out too. Starting to drain off, dry up a little bit now. But I got north of about 14 Mile, and it looks pretty dry. Like it didn't really rain much down here. Or 15 Mile, I should say.
They never said what's the weather. It said 30% shower, and it comes in 80%. They never figured out what happened out that way. Roger?
Yep. Yippee-doo. Anywho, what else is going on? You been getting in any trouble lately?
Sometimes. You know that, Eric. I ain't getting you. Roger.
I don't know, Jack. You know, I hear that you caused a little trouble here and there. Is that true?
Well, a little bit. Anyhow, you must be tired, man. Roger.
I'm tired to work, but I'm not tired. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, really. I used to do all that, you know what I mean? Tired, you know, but from work, but what can you do? You got to do what you got to do. You got to have some money. Roger?
Yeah, I was hoping that you were going to give me some, you know. But I guess that didn't work out.
Okay.
I thought you were going to be my financial advisor and help me invest my money wisely.
Not right now, but in the future.
Yep, you're going to sell me some shares in Nagoya Antennas, I hear. That's one of your favorite stocks.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even make no penny, but they are a good antenna. And you're the one said it.
Yeah, everybody has them. Everybody sends me the pictures of their radios, and all their radios have Nagoya antennas. Even ones that don't admit that they have them, I can spot them. You can read the writing on them, so. There you go. Anywho, yeah, they should pay you for all the advertisements, you know, and all the good reviews that you give.
Those guys don't pay nobody. They just keep all that $20 every time. Ain't I gonna pay me nothing. You know that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of knockoffs. Most of them are not that good, but there is a couple good ones. I think there's one good knockoff we tested, but yeah, you know, you spend $25 on a radio, you don't want to spend $20 on an antenna. That doesn't make sense, does it? So, yep, there's some ones that are $10 out there. They're pretty good, too. But I have so many of them, I forgot which ones are good. Some are bad.
One thing you mentioned, one of them is good. And not that expensive, but I don't know. You know what? I might have one here. Stand by for short. Let me see which one is it. I got to get my glasses.
WRVU 954.
Captain Don, go ahead.
Howdy, Eric and Jack. Yeah, you just missed a 68-degree pass to the ISS. I tried it with just my mobile, and it didn't come in very good, though. But anyway, how's it going?
Hey, you know what? I would have hit it in my car, but I flipped through the channels, and I had this feeling, but I didn't hear nothing. This was maybe 20 minutes ago. So darn. Where are you at? Your parents' house?
Yep, for a little bit longer. Oh, you know what, man? I forgot to get that phone, didn't I, when I went over to Aaron's. Darn it. Neither one of us remembered. I bet they're talking to him in his garage, too.
I got your things we were talking about. I got them in my car. And I'm at Van Dyke and the stupid roundabout right now.
Alright, I don't really feel like driving right now, though. So since I forgot to get that phone from Aaron, you want to just wait until I grab that phone from him? And then maybe like this weekend, if I meet up with Aaron, I'll have that phone.
Yeah, I'm probably heading north this weekend, but are you going to see him before then?
Well, I'll be there to get the phone, and then when you get back, I'll be here. Like, I'll be down this way next Monday and Tuesday, too, probably. So, yeah, let's just wait, because I don't really need them right this second, and I forgot to get that phone. I don't know how neither one of us remembered.
Roger. Hey, was the cupcake eater out there today?
Well, I didn't hear her, but that doesn't mean She wasn't. I mean, I didn't hear nobody that strong. It's weird when, when it's a straight overhead pass almost, it's not as good with the vertical antenna.
Sure. Yeah, just coming up to 19. Hey, let's let Jack say a few syllables.
Go ahead, I don't mind. Go ahead, you guys. I'm still here, don't worry.
Hey, which radio are you on? That was for Don. I know what radio Jack's on. What radio are you on, Don? Which one of your 30 radios are you on?
Oh, I'm on my 9600 right now.
Roger. Sounds good. Any more passes coming up tonight?
Yeah, I think that was the first pass of the day, actually, or close to it. Let me look. Uh, 20 degrees at 709, 18 degrees at 847, 45 degrees, that ought to be a good one, at 1024, because it's visible, too. And then... that might be the last one. No, there's another one, 1201, 24 degrees. And that would be the last one.
Remind me about the 1024 one. Remind me, text me or something. Because that's a good one. 45 degrees is perfect for our antennas, for my antenna, rather.
Alrighty, I set an alarm for 10:15, so if I'm not, well, even if I'm driving, I guess I could flip this radio on, but, alright, yeah, I'll try to remind you. Jack, what have you been up to?
Waiting to be, given a ride by the side-by-side, but I haven't seen that yet.
Well, that's a very rare thing. Luckily, I do have it still. I'm not the dealer, so. yeah, I took it for that one good ride, and I haven't went out on it again. I have to try it out this week again, make sure nothing breaks.
Yeah, they gotta do that this weekend. See what he can do about it. And I'm sure it does good anyhow. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, WRTX 957. Yeah, I was wondering, are you going to come up this weekend? Is it one of the weekends you can come up? Or the following?
At sometime in August, I'll find out later tonight exactly when. There's like two weekends that I have a shot because weather-wise, if one's bad, then I got the other one. But I'll find out tonight.
I'm gonna try to go up there every weekend, so definitely we'll probably catch up there. We can ride our side-by-sides, side-by-side.
All right, but I'm going to be on the right, because if there's a curve, well, I guess that wouldn't work. Yeah, if there's a curve, I won't get hit head-on. That's funny.
I stay in the middle.
I'll take you down some trails. We don't have to worry about people hitting you head on.
Yeah, that's the thing with mine is mine's over 50 inches, so I'm limited to the two tracks and the dirt roads and stuff, which is fine by me. If I wanted to ride on those 50 and under trails, I'd get me a Yamaha Raptor or something like that.
I know some good trails that are wide. It's just no one goes to them. No one goes on them, rarely. So, yeah, you'd like them, too.
Good deal. Yeah, that's why I want to go up there when you're going to be up there and it's a nice weekend, because then you could show me some of the trails that a lot of people don't go on and whatnot. Because I, like I said, if I wanted to ride all them whoop-de-doo trails with the jumps and all that crap that were 50 inches and under, I would have a totally different machine. WRVU 954.
Yeah, the 50-inch trails are very windy and curvy. You can't really go more than about 20 miles an hour down those anyhow. But I know some very lightly used trails that are very wide. And they go to some really cool places, too. And you'll like them. They're not the usual beaten path that everybody goes down.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, I don't even mind driving on the dirt roads and just exploring the area, you know. So that's what I do here, and but I already know the area here, but like you kinda do, I know like up in Atlanta though, you can't even drive the dirt roads in that whatever state game area that is up there, because the people are like, oh, it's a nature preserve area. It's okay to drive a truck on a dirt road, but if you want to go just as slow on a side-by-side and take pictures, it's illegal.
There's plenty of dirt roads up there. We could have a whole day of it. Anyhow, I'm at the house here, so I got some stuff to do, but nice talking to you, nice talking to Jack, and I'll be on the other one later, so you guys have a good one. WRTX 957.
Hi, Eric. You take care, and good talking to you, and good to hear from you. We'll talk to you some other time, don't worry. WIUG 488.
Eric, WRVU 954. Ah, so what's new, Jack? Anything?
Not really, nothing. Nothing out there to see, nothing out there to do, except, you know, cutting the grass and do this and do that. Let me ask you, that 9600 you got there, is that the TYT?
Roger, that's the one you could put the OpenGD 77 firmware on it, and it tracks the satellites for you and everything. It's pretty neat.
Well, you want to get one, but I don't know from where. What do you got yours from, Amazon?
I got mine from, I think it's like RD Radio in Ohio or something. It had a deal where you got a power supply with it, and it was a pretty good deal. I don't know if they still have it. RNE or RD, I can't remember what exact, the exact name of it.
Anyway, check it out, see if you can check it out again for me. And text it to me if you can do that. Roger?
All right, yeah, I'm going to look right now, because if I don't do it now, I'll forget. Give me a second. WRZ, you may pay for it.
Your time, no hurry. WIUG, 48.
Hey, Jack, yeah, it was R&L Electronics, but they're out of stock, and it doesn't look like they have that deal anymore that we got with the power supply.
Do me a favor. When they get it, can you text it to me?
I just texted you where I got it. It says out of stock, and they had a deal with that $99 power supply. It was only like $20 more. It was a heck of a deal. If you look around the website, maybe they still have it, and I just don't see it. But other than that, if they don't have that deal anymore, just search around for that TYT MD9600 model number and just find the best price. I see on Amazon it was $20 more, so other than that, I really haven't looked.
And what did I give you, like 10 meter and a 70 centimeter or 2 meter?
It's 2 meters, 70 centimeter, and DMR. So you'll be able to hit the DMR repeaters once you get your ham license, and then it has that feature where you jump onto the satellites, and as long as you update the satellite caps with the power cord through their app every couple days, then it keeps the Doppler on track for the satellites that you can work to. So yeah, 2 meter, 70 centimeter, and DMR.
I mean, is a GM 9600, correct?
It's Mike Delta 9600. TYT Mike Delta MD 9600.
I got you. Anyhow, which one are you hitting? Are you hitting north or south?
Eventually north in a little bit here. Right now I'm just sitting still.
Are you gonna sit? Be the weekend over that way?
Yep. I'll be up there for a while and then back and forth. You know how it goes.
I know what you're saying. You know what? Maybe, you know, I'll come up that way Sunday. Roger?
Yeah, I'll jump on the GMRS closer to the weekend and see. I'm not sure if I'm going to be up there still or not. I'll let you know, though, or I'll text you one or the other.
Because I haven't been there at all. You know where the Armada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I've never went to that place either. I bet you they got some radio stuff there, I would think, because it's a swap thing, kind of like, you know, flea market. I'm sure there's somebody there that's got some radio stuff, too.
Well, when I was out that way about, you know, last year, I seen four or five radios, different ones. But they were good. They were almost brand new. The guys just don't want to use them.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot. Some people get into it and it's not their thing and they buy radios and then they don't use them and then they decide to sell them and then some people like us buy way too many radios and eventually one day I'm sure I'm going to be like, well, man, I never use this and I never use this and I never use this. it's crazy.
You're right. I got about 8 handhelds. And 2 20-watts.
Oh, I'm not even going to count. My last count on HTs was about 20, and I know I've bought more since then. And yeah, mobiles, geez, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 mobiles, and then HF radios, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 HF radios. Oh, man.
Tell you what, if you want to get rid of one, let me know.
Yeah, I know I've got an older Meizu, what was that one? Jeez, I don't even remember off the top of my head. It's an HF, though. It does 10 through 80 meter, I think, HF. And then I've got that one, I've got that one you've seen it when we were at the park, that G90, Zygu G90. Them are the two I'll probably get rid of if somebody wants to buy them. Because I got that Yaesu 710 that I use for my portable HF now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know anyhow. No big deal. Let me know, too. You know, yeah, I might come up Sunday. I don't know because I like to see what they got out there because I haven't been there, so probably come up Sunday. Roger.
Roger that. Yep, I'll see how things are going and let you know, keep you posted. I might be back down here. I'm not 100% sure. We'll see. All right, I got a few things I got to get moving on here, Jack. One of them's cleaning out this truck because it's starting to look like a mess. I'm going to get going. I'll catch up with you later. Good talking to you. WRV, man, type in.
Captain Don, you haven't got there yet?
No, I didn't even leave yet. I'm gonna clean out the truck and leave in a little bit, so I'm just sitting in the driveway talking on the radio right now. But I'm gonna get my butt moving and clean out this truck a little bit.
I'll be here. I'll take you all that way, no problem at all. Catch you in a little bit. WIUG, please.
All right, catch you later, Jack. WRVU 954.
WRNW329, or Monterey.
Five Donald, you around? WRUU 850.
WRVT 544, this is WRVT 829, over. One more time, WRVT 544, this is Jeff, WRVT 829, over.
WRZP 544, returning, sir. Good evening. Back to you.
Hey, Bob.
Unfortunately, currently you're broken and unreadable at this time at my station. Try again, over.
One more time with that. You're getting some static up there.
A little bit broken and unreadable. We'll stand down and try it again here. WRZP 544. We are monitoring the frequency and clear the band.
WRVG 829, standing by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Let's try that again. I turn the house there and flip some switches. Back to you. I guess not. WRZP 544, clear the net. WIAG 488, WRZP 544, Jack, are you by the frequency?
Yes, Bob, how you doing?
All systems go here, sir. As you know, I'm a bit of a history buff. I wanted to share with you that the 13th bomber of the Doolittle raid, now get this, that aircraft bombed the Nagomi factory there in Japan, brother. I thought you'd enjoy hearing that.
Yes, Bob, I enjoy that. I really do. That is nice. And thank you.
WRVG 829 monitoring.
WRWV662. WRWV662. Is anybody going 94 eastbound?
This is 842.
AY-842, monitoring.
WRWZ-662, I hear you.
What was that?
WRWZ-662, I was saying I hear you.
You're coming a little bit rough into the system. I don't know which system you're in on. I'm on the Flint system headed out of Owosso, eastbound 21.
I'm on the Detroit Tower, 94.
And we're going to hear in this entertaining rain shower. I didn't know we were supposed to get rain today.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm stuck on the freeway, and the freeway is flooded, so we're stuck.
Down on 94.
94, near Othero and Grassy.
Hey, background noise in this cab is a little hard today. I'm not able to make you out too good. You got a lot of bacon frying on there. I'm going to let you see if you get a better tangle on this thing or bump your power up. Hopefully you don't have to wait too long on the highway. Reported WSCY 842. Flint System, Flint Township.
We got some rain coming down.
Well, at least the snow.
We got snow over here.
100% right on that.
Nobody named Mike here. We got Dave, WRMZ 294.
IOG 48. You're out there, Uncle Dave.
How you going, Jack? I'm gonna have a Jack check. Is there any Jacks here?
Jack check. Check, Jack. Not Jack. Check, Jack. Roger.
Go for Jack.
I gotta get in before it rains, Jack, but I just wanted to say hello. And we'll talk to you in a little bit. WRMZ 294.
Good to hear you. Take care. Have a good day. WIAG 48 is clear.
Whiskey Robert Franklin 359. Stand by. So it says by Thurlow Lake. He's cleaning down here too.
Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Lots of rain. Looks like there'll be some more flooding out here.
For sure. WRNW 329 monitoring.
WRSW, this is WSDT 544 in Shelby Township. You got a storm cooking?
WRPA 805, WRPA 805, here is WRVJ 258. WRPA 805. WRVJ 258 calling.
I would prefer, however,